I would like to know your name, your full names, and start with you.
My name is Josephine Jessen. I was born in St. Edward, Nebraska, 1921.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Herta on Danish.
Please.
Herta.
Yeah.
Marie Lund Hansen. And I was born in Hampton, Iowa.
In
1921.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Please.
Art Christensen, I was born in Asker, 2.5 miles north of town at home, and my mother said the doctor came out on a motorcycle and took care of her, and I lived there until I graduated from high school in 1937, and then I went in the service, and I was in the service for a little over 3 years. And then I came back, and my wife and I had lived in California, and we had decided to go back there when I came back from the service. But somebody offered me a job the day I came into town, and I never left.
Good. What year were you born?
I was born in 1919.
Okay. Your name? Shirley May Lund. No, yes, Shirley Maylon. Yeah. And I was born in Asco and in 1925.
Thank you.
I'm Donna Norgard. I was born here in Asco in 1932.
Good. Do any of you have relatives who came from Denmark, like the Midtjylland area, that could be Aarhus, Skanderborg, Silkeborg, Herning, Ringkøbing, Vejle, Horsens, any of those places. Are you aware of relatives that came from those places to the States? Maybe it's not the case, but...
My husband's parents were born near Vejle.
Okay.
That's where he came from, and he was born there also.
Yeah.
My dad was born in Denmark. I don't know where it was. Probably the southern part of Jylland.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But the ones from Vejle, they came to the States.
They came, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the rest of you won't have relatives coming from those
I have
places.
My father came from Kom,
yeah.
Denmark, and my grandparents on both sides are from Denmark too. And he came to Hampton, Iowa. He was a little tiny boy when he came over, my father, and he came to he told him out at Ellis Island that he had to go to Jova, because that's where his relatives lived. And so he went to Jova and saw his brothers there. And then later on, they found out that his grandfather had come over too, and he didn't speak English at all, and he hadn't known where anyone lived or anything. He came and stayed with somebody down in Missouri, I think it was. And then my uncle, Fred Lund, he went down there, him and his wife went there for a church convention, Danish church convention, and they were sent out to this lady's house to stay, and when they got out to this lady's house, she showed them the bedroom they were to have, and they went in and got ready, and my uncle said, "That's a picture of my mother. Where, how did you get that?" Oh, de her tin lille man de bo hos us, man. And so they got to see his father there at that place. Took him with home to Iowa.
That's quite a story.
Mm-hmm. Was too.
Yeah.
You were shocked.
So you're all born in this country?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was born in Hampton, Iowa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your schooling like? Where did you go to school? That was...
Oh, I didn't go to school in Hampton. I didn't go to school till I got to Asco.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the schooling like in Asco?
Well, it was pretty wonderful. We had a lot of good teachers, very good teachers. And every year we had to take one hour of Danish. And when we got to high school, we could choose if we wanted to have a Danish course or not, we could. And so I took 2 years of Danish in high school.
But that was in the public school?
Yes.
You're talking about?
Public school.
So that's no Danish school as such. It was for all the kids in the area.
But it was H.C. Anderson School, named after Danish
author.
Yeah.
And a lot of...
It means that the Danes who went to the school, they were having Danish classes, but...
No, they all had to take one.
Yeah, all the other, like the German or...
But when I started school, I couldn't speak English, and my teacher told my mother that if you be sure her little brother talks the English by the time he starts school.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure.
I think the rest of them are saying that they couldn't talk English, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You couldn't talk English until you went to school.
Mm-mm. How my teacher had a terrible time with me too, to try and teach English to me, because I didn't want to. But eventually.
How was that experience going to school suddenly with, where they expected you to speak a sort of foreign language?
It didn't take long to learn when you were young like that. It didn't take long to pick up.
For some people.
Right.
I can't say that.
Oh, I can't remember having any trouble. Mm-hmm.
Joe, did you talk American when you started?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
How come I didn't?
In fact, I spoke Danish, but we had such a accent from Jysk accent that some of the other kids made fun of me, and so I'm done with speaking Danish. I'm speaking English from now on. I was
embarrassed. And that's what did it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool to know.
Yeah. They said, what are you saying? You know, Jysk is so different from Københavnsk, you know.
It is.
And that, so I...
Can you tell dansk i dag?
Yeah. Yeah, det kan jeg.
Can you do it?
Can you talk Danish? Well, you can also understand Københavnsk.
Ja, du er rigtig god til det.
Ja, fordi jeg var til en bryllup i Danmark, og min kusines datter blev gift, og jeg var til bryllupen, og hvis den ene side var en fra København, og den anden var fra og jeg kan ikke huske noget, om det var Haderslev. Jeg tror, det var Haderslev. Og de prøvede at snakke til hinanden, og det kunne de ikke. Så sagde hende her med Københavns, hun sagde, jeg kan ikke forstå det. Så sagde jeg, det kan jeg da ikke forstå, at jeg kan forstå jer begge to. Jeg kan forstå jer begge to.
Did you talk English when you started, Art?
Oh, I was very bright. I spoke English when I... I didn't dare talk Danish because I talked Jysk. I heard that expression. Uh-huh. I hadn't heard that for a long time. And but my parents both talked that slang, if you want to call it that.
Dialect.
Dialect. Do you speak any Jysk anymore?
No.
Overhovedet ikke.
I haven't talked Danish for so many years. It's gotten away from me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay with it in order to stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm. That goes for you too?
Uh-huh.
You don't practice it anymore?
Not anymore. But I was clerk in a store years and years ago, and the older fellows would love to come in, and they'd order spices on Danish for me, and I had to try to figure out what they were. So I had a little hard time, especially on spices, I know. I can understand it a little bit.
Well, we knew enough Danish, so when people came into the store and asked for it in Danish that we could help them.
Mm-hmm. Some of the spices were a little mm-hmm. puzzling, though, because they picked the odd ones.
We all know that Donna talks a good mix of Danish and American. Both she tosses in a Danish word here and a Danish word there.
I had really forgotten a lot of it, though. Mm-hmm. I really have.
I remember working in the store, and Mrs. Nelson came in, and she wanted to have some coffee ground. And I asked her if she wanted it ground really good, or, you know. Ja, sa hun. Ja, da et ha halbena. She didn't want half beans. Mm.
Half beans. Shirley will often say, versagol. You know, to everybody, and they don't know what she's saying, most people. And she's so used to saying versago.
Versago. Mm-hmm.
And the people that don't know what she's saying.
I do it for fun, and we had a principal in school, and people would say versago, and he says it must mean let's go, because everybody got up and went. He said,
that's
cute.
Versago. Versago. Hadn't heard that either for a long time.
Yeah. Danish has gotten away from us. Be so good to come and eat, doesn't mm-hmm. that what isn't that what it means?
Be so good.
Be so good. Very so good.
Let's go.
So, are the words from Danish that you still carry with you in specific occasions, like, well, of course, with the meals. Some Danish food, you would know, you have words from Danish like
smør. Ruskum snusk.
Ruskum snusk.
Yeah. Ruskum snusk.
Can we have some more? Æbleskiver. Yeah.
Yes. Æbleskiver.
What else?
Surkål.
Æbleskiver, yeah.
Surkål. Yeah.
Medistapils.
Medistapils.
Medistapils. And you know what? Rullapil. And you all know what it is when you
and
say
like
this.
And
rollapil. Rollapil? Is that how you say it?
Rollapil.
I can't get the pool sound. Yeah.
You can say it. You said it right.
Mm-hmm.
Rollapils.
Rollapils,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say that. Gulloy.
Gulloy.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, that's true.
And
is that cabbage?
Leberwurst.
Leberwurst.
And
Medistapils.
Medistapils.
Mm-hmm. And what is it the pickles that we love out of
something comes slot?
Salat.
The pickled
salat.
Gorka.
A gorka salat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Gorka salat. Yeah.
Talking
not
about
quite,
food, then you
quite.
Get yeah, then you get around.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Then you start talking.
Huh? And desserts like crunchica and layer. How do you say layer cake? Layer cake? No,
the leupastei.
No, no,
a layer cake.
The layer crunchica.
Crunchica.
It's a layer cake.
Danish layer cake. And
yeah, you know it. You know, the word you just...
Lauka? No. Is
just about lauke.
Lauke.
Ebelka.
Ebelka?
Ebelka, yeah, yeah.
Forget ebelka.
Yeah.
I didn't like to eat it, but I
could... Oh,
didn't you? Oh,
I didn't care that much for it.
That's unusual. She really makes some.
That's usually very popular.
Yeah.
Has a lot of floor scum on top.
And of course, the things that have to do with the table, too, like vesco and kamsa. That's what my grandma always said, kamsa. Yeah. You know, kamsa down. And when everybody was done, they said.
We had lunch, we had prayer in Danish.
Yeah, the yesenalko we took off.
Yeah,
and then, always did that too, didn't he?
And then there's.
Would you say it again, though? We're not eating.
Okay.
We can all say it.
Jesu naam go vita bo, at visa toi kapoti do, dai gui to er, os to gong, so fove ma Jesu naam.
Amen.
And then everybody said Takfama.
Besko.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I still say Takfama.
Mangatak.
Yeah. And you do your answer when you say Takfama. Yeah. Velbekomme. Velbekomme.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still do that.
Mm-hmm.
You still do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say Takfama all the time. She's doing it.
Yeah. I didn't know I knew that much Danish. I've talked with you people too.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't realize you knew all this Danish.
No.
Until today, you say. Yeah.
Well, and then I know there were some Danish swear words that my dad used to say.
Well, that's good.
Swear words?
Yeah, yeah. Out for satin.
Yeah.
That's what it really hurts.
Yeah.
I can hear him say that.
And what else?
Oh, skeet.
Yeah, skeet.
But that sounds better on Danish.
Yeah, skeet bossa. And you're a skeet bossa.
Oh.
That I know we got. I don't know if we got called that, but I heard other people get called that.
I think the Danes set a very nice table also and had good table manners. Now there's so much casual eating. People don't sit down together like they
used to. I agree with you 100% on that.
We always sat down as a family to eat.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's in such a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Probably including myself.
So, at Christmas, for instance, what kind of traditions do you have that you can say come from Danish tradition?
We do say glædelig jul.
Yeah.
Glædelig jul.
Yeah.
When do you say that?
At Christmas. Yeah.
In the Christmas days.
Yeah, yeah. Around to friends and family. And
mm-hmm. That was always the expression we used, glædelig jul.
Yeah.
And we dance around the Christmas tree, and we still do that. But years ago in Asco, they had a community Christmas party with a big tree in the DBS hall. And then all the little kids would be around the middle, and then the bigger ones around the outside.
And then you each get a bag of peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And julepose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Scooty's like cotton or tin. That was in... on Fast Lounge.
Yeah. Yelmer and I won that one year.
Oh.
Yelmer Peterson.
Oh.
By hitting the bag.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we at church we used to have two big trees and they used to be lit with candles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Art can tell about how they. What did you do? You stood with them up on each.
No, there was.
Well,
of water.
They had something on a handle. If in case they caught fire, then the person up there just doused it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He watched to see that, or if the candles burned down or anything like that, there was some might be serious. Why? Then he put them out.
Mm-hmm. And now we don't have candles anymore, and we don't have. But recently, a bunch of us got together. And made a whole bunch of the Danish, the
little hearts.
Little Danish hearts to decorate the church trees with.
Mm-hmm.
So
we always have a nice tree at church.
Mm-hmm.
In your younger years, teenage years, and young adult years, it was a Danish congregation, of course, here. Was that, when you remember back, was it, when in the early days, was it only Danes who belonged to the congregation, or did there were there also some Swedes or Germans?
Remember is that we had both Danish and English. Our minister could speak Danish, and he had service for. I think we had two services. I can't remember that.
Well, that's not the first 48 years. Danish period.
Well.
Then they finally started having an English service and a Danish.
Well, I don't remember much on the Danish because by the time I was going to church, well, they already speak in English.
Mm-hmm. Just go on.
And we, yeah, and by the time I was a teenager, they were having, well, maybe even before I was a teenager, they were still having Danish service once a month.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, that dropped off. Mm-hmm. And then it got to be we would have it at special occasions, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the last two times we tried to have the Danish service, I think we did it during the festival days. The last two times we only had just a little handful just of people because they couldn't understand.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think our confirmation class was the first one that was confirmed in English.
Okay.
If I remember right. So.
And that was yours. About what year?
Oh. Joe?
I was confirmed in English. I remember that.
I was born 25. How old would I have been when I was confirmed, you guys?
16,
39?
Maybe?
39?
16.
How old were we? We were Johannes Knudsen's Danish one.
Yeah, yours was Danish, yes,
yes.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ours was the first English.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of traditions have you been having in Esko that could relate to the Danish tradition, the Danish culture brought over here?
There aren't so many Danish people left here.
No. They really
no,
are.
No.
Most of the people in Esko are from our
yeah, that's true.
Other places.
Mm-hmm.
But in your younger years, there were quite a number of traditions that you were.
Oh yes.
Like
mm-hmm.
Singing, folk dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Young people's group.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
YPS. Yeah.
Ungdomsflaining.
Folk dancing.
I don't think many people dance around the Christmas tree anymore.
And the folk dancing.
And
our family does.
Costumes.
They always do.
He keeps you showing him.
Oh, no, not in Esko.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Right.
No.
So we had that.
Yeah.
Even the smaller, younger groups and the older ones. Both.
Yeah. There used to be a big adult group, and that contained people like Paul and Paul Jensen and Ruth Jensen, and Arl and Faye Fredrickson, and,
mm-hmm.
and there used to be a big group of them, and then as they got older, then that went away.
But then our children were in there, because we made skirts with them.
Yes.
And folk dancing
mm-hmm.
outfits for
mm-hmm.
our kids when they went to school.
Mm-hmm. And they usually had some high school girls to teach them. I played and Becky taught them and Claudia, I think,
right.
helped teach and you know, can't remember if your girls did. Anyway, the high school girls would teach the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be forsamlingshus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Esko.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I remember being in it, yes. But I remember that when it burnt too, but I didn't see it. But I was told about it. I don't even know what year it was.
It burnt many, many years ago.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So you didn't have a forsamlingshus anymore?
No.
But what did you do
well,
instead?
Well, we had a little house behind the church that was made into a forsamlingshus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you need a place, for instance, for
yeah.
folk dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Was that?
It was a little building behind the church.
Where you could folk dance.
Used mm-hmm. that one. They also used the DBS hall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Off and on, yeah.
Yeah. When Barbie was that age, they, in fact, I've got a picture of all of them sitting
mm-hmm.
on the front steps of the DBS hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Danish Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But that burned quite a few years ago now.
They took that down.
Oh, they took it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
The Danish congregation you have in Esko, for many years it was, well, language was both Danish and English. The people who belonged to the congregation, was that also sort of mixed? That there were Danes, there were Swedes, there were Germans, or would it be more own Danish, the Danish group only.
In the beginning, it was Danish, period. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Then gradually, other people moved in.
Yes, gradually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because to begin with, they only sold to the Danes.
The land.
Immediate land around here was only
in fact, they had a little joke about that. So we had to sell some land to a Swede. And they said, we'll give them some land way out east, so then they won't be bothered, you know.
That was a joke later years.
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't think it was a joke right at the time, though.
No, not at the time it wasn't. No.
Thought that way.
They wanted them out. Far away.
The Eklunds.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the Eklund family.
Mm. Have you noticed that there would be differences between the way of, let's say, the way your church life was as to where other churches around in the area, that there would be, you would have a different kind of attitude to things?
I don't really recall.
So that you would notice differences in opinion about, let's say, dancing, drinking,
maybe.
I don't know.
But
things
I think in those days everybody was a friend of everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody knew everyone. And everybody got together. It didn't matter if it was a neighbor or somebody on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
We were all a family, one big, huge family.
That was the Esko community.
Esko community.
No matter if you were of Danish background or Swedish or whatever.
There were a few Swedes in there, and that didn't matter. They were they were with on it. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were like one big family. And everybody visited everybody. Everybody knew everybody.
And I don't think people would even think of moving into Askov unless they were a Dane.
No.
I just feel like they just felt like we had to be Danish in order to...
Well, that's where their interest
probably
was.
Probably earlier years.
That was where the interest was of the Danes that came. Of course there's a
I
Danish
don't recall
community.
That at all. Mm-hmm.
Where would you go if it was your family and you're Danish? You know.
Would you consider yourself a Dane?
Me?
Being a Dane.
Would I consider myself being... I sure would. I'd just soon be a Dane as anything.
Yes. Me too.
You too.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley
Danish is very important to me. Very, very important.
Yeah. Shirley and I are a quarter Swede, though.
Oh, are you?
So we're not
our mother. Wasn't our mother a quarter?
Carla, I don't.
What does that make us
have?
A little tiny bit Swede in us.
That's pretty close to Danish anyway.
All right.
But how do you go about that? How do you... You're an American citizen, of course.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink coffee.
And, but you say you're Dane.
Sorry, Erla.
How can you explain that you're an American citizen, but you say you're Dane?
I don't know, do we have to explain? Everybody from America is a different nationality.
So that's the way you feel?
So why isn't a Dane just as good as anybody?
I don't...
Would you
That's
say
not even an issue.
Well, right? We're Americans now, but we respect our Danish heritage. I mean, and different things. We continue with a lot of things.
Yeah, so goes into your mind when somebody asks, "What are you? Are you what are you?" As I said, are
I'm
you
American
Dane?
Now with a Danish background?
Yeah.
How about that?
That sounds perfect.
Well, you're Danish descent, and that's about it. That's about all you say. If they ask you that, you're a Danish descent.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not much of a problem anymore.
But that's something that is important to you, that you said that you cherish your Danish background, and that means something to you.
Yes, it does.
And we continue with some of it into our children, too. Like this dancing around the tree, the kids, our children still do that, too. And carry on some things like that.
That's the small children that like that, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But what about your grown-up kids?
Well,
do they carry on?
My grown-up kids, yes. They all still have the traditions.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell
dance around the tree.
My one oldest daughter and her family had a boy. How old was Craig? He's your relative, too. What would he have been? 14 or something. The first year they celebrate, they came up to Ascove usually. First year they had at home, they were going to dance around the tree, but Craig says, wait a minute, I'm going to pull the drapes in case my neighbors go by. So he didn't want to dance. What were you doing at your house? But they continued to do it yet.
Yeah. And it's great to see our families do these traditions like we did. Mm-hmm. We want to keep it going.
I understand that.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. I know our my family does that. That means a lot to them. Not only their kids, but their grandkids. And
yeah.
It goes right into their great-grandkids.
They do.
That's pretty good. They found a machine at and Gander Mountain, finally, to, you know, make the Medista pills with.
Then they should go to Denmark, too. It's the happiest country in the world.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's even in the news that way.
Yeah.
Over here.
I heard about it. Yeah, there was about 60 minutes.
It is the most happiest country in the world.
Happy Danes.
Yep.
The Happy Danes. You are the Happy Danes.
Yes.
Here in this country.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah? Aren't they happy over Denmark, too?
Oh, yeah.
They're happy over Denmark. There's other Danes also.
Yes, so they say. So they say. Yeah, they made a poll. Well, they do that. I don't know if it every year, but they do make polls asking people around different countries, all the countries, about certain issues, and then they put it all together and found out that the Danes were number one, which is very good. But I'm not quite sure that I
agree with them.
Well, that's that. If that's the way that we wouldn't expect it, I think, because
you want me to
many Danes if you can. Complain about this and that. And, but overall. Danes are content with their life and the Danish society, which is helpful in a lot of ways during life. That goes from all the way from childcare to free school, free education, free medicine, and all that, free hospitals. Of course, that is it. Very good background for a.
Here, Becky.
When you ask, things are working well for you. Mm. So.
Let's go.
Tak for det.
Tak for det.
Anybody need cream and sugar? It's right here.
Well, the Danes aren't only happy, but they're also stubborn.
Sure. Well, that's true. My dad was a stubborn Dane. I think Becky has it.
Not me.
I do, huh?
Not you.
Not me. Is this is even Danish kringle.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's good.
Where did you get that?
I've been looking for it. So now they make it down at Chris's Food Center in Sandstone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In fact, Chris's Food Center is very good. They watch. They make Medista pills for us at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. They have Medista pills all year round.
Do they?
In the store.
But it's frozen.
Oh, yeah, they have frozen.
You'll usually find it frozen, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they do
pumpernickel. Mm-hmm. The Danish.
Mm-hmm. And then they do kringle.
Okay. This is and that Jim down there that works at the bakery, if you order something, he'll make it.
They carry red cabbage in a can.
Yes, they do. They carry, but that they can't find, except if you go looking for the red cabbage, none of them know where it's at.
It's in fruit in jars.
I know, but it's really hidden.
Yes, it is, way in the back, on the top shelf where you can hardly reach it.
Is there only Danes that go by red cabbage?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This one makes wonderful red cabbage.
They always know at Christmas time, they go, oh yeah, where is that now?
Where is that?
One thing, quite a few years ago, there was a group that decided to name all the streets in Ascol by Danish names.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't go very well because so many people couldn't pronounce them. Well, then finally they put the English version of it underneath, which they have yet.
Yeah.
But so many people couldn't pronounce them that, you know, you give directions. And most of us Danes couldn't even, I couldn't say them.
And I was
responsible. So that's part of the reason. That's not so many years ago.
Well, yeah, they had a meeting up with Judy and John.
Uh-huh.
It was Judy and John, and there was Lynn Hartz, and I forget who else who were on the probe. They said, well, the one they're going to have to ask is me to come up and help them. They're going to name them Danish names.
Uh-huh.
So I got up there, and well, what street? No. Well, then, okay, then I would name it what I thought could go. And they mm-hmm. all agreed it was okay, mm-hmm. every one of them. And so I got the blame.
But it's cute, because then we got a postmaster, a young lady, or postmaster, and she's not mm-hmm. Danish at all. Mm-hmm. And people would come in and say, where do they live? Oh, down on Kirky Street. Kirka? Mm-hmm. Kirka. Yeah. Kirka. Yeah. They live down Kirka. On Kirky Street. Where's Kirky Street?
Well, after 23 years as clerk, though, I have to say that those that want to make themselves aware of where they are and how their street is pronounced, they do it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They'll come in and ask me, and they'll pronounce it, and then from then on, they live on Kumagagatha, or they live on Brana Delgada, or so those that want to will, but some of them didn't want to, and especially the young ones that came in that had no background, no mm-hmm. Danish
right.
background.
Yeah.
They don't pronounce it.
It looked like you've lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's basically, like Joe said, why we put the names in the bottom. We did that one of the first years I was in the clerk office because of that was about the time all the people in town were getting older and had started selling their houses. Mm-hmm. And we got all these young people in who had
mm-hmm.
no contact. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we decided to put the translation underneath.
No, I don't think that was a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they still come, I mean, the young ones, some of them think it's fun. You know, they mm-hmm. live in a
yeah.
town that's yeah. got foreign names, you know. But
yeah, I noticed that Carolyn and her husband, they still say Yerenbanagada.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they're not very young, but I mean, there are some really young ones that...
They're young as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There are some really young ones that think it's kind of fun. Like...
What do
they Corey's
name?
Age.
Yeah. What do they name the streets in Denmark? Do they have a name, all the different streets in Denmark?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What do they go by, or what kind of names?
Well...
I'm sure there's a Kumagagatha. I know.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But you can say that in typical Danish town, there would be old names in the old part of town, in the middle. And when you have new living area set up, mm-hmm. then they sort of find the same kind of name for the streets, then they take a new living area and they find birds' names, for instance.
Birds, yeah.
Yeah.
They do that here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robin Street. And
but of course, it's quite of obvious because then you know a new street.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm fine. Right. Surely. Mm.
Around.
Very good.
You have an idea where it is. When you know the name of it, because, well, that's the area of the bird mm-hmm. streets.
Very nice mm-hmm. and good.
Mm-hmm. So that...
Oh, yeah, I can have...
Yes. Mm-hmm. You need a bigger one than that.
That was a little one.
A bigger one.
Wow. Two go together. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, that's about it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We can
mm-hmm.
say about Danish... traditions mm-hmm. and so on.
Did you find out anything new?
Um,
not really.
Not in the way that I